When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics. Mm.
Dear Diary, I made a promise to my spirit cougar to live authentically. I was going to punch Hollywood and all the power structures in the face. I was still on the receiving end of someone else punching down. Again. As usual. Same pattern since junior high. I never became a whistleblower. I never started a blog. I didn't expose the charlatans behind Little Kaya, or the horrible clients at Persona Non Grata, or the con artists at the Repercussions Rehab. I was still as voiceless and powerless as ever, and the season was halfway over. Then, as happens in life when you're lost and alone, something comes across your radar that will change your destiny. Some call that synchronicity. But really, it's just an algorithm based on your browsing history. Hey Dave, have you heard of, podositis?
No, but it sounds itchy.
It's not a disease, it's a podcasting convention. There's this ad that keeps popping up on my Instagram feed. Look, podositis. Catch it and become a professional podcaster.
Oh yeah, the podcasting thing. You mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I was hoping that was just a phase.
I'm doing this, Dave. You are looking at the world's newest podcaster.
She moved away from Jersey and flew too close to the sun. She had fame and adoration till Twitter called her done. Now she's stuck at the bottom, coming back's her newest wish. But don't even try to stop her, cause self-respect's a bitch. Welcome to Season 3 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Podositis. It's billed as the Netflix of podcast conventions. So maybe it's legit. Well, what the hell? Go for it.
Here's to my next phase.
To your next phase. Speaking of phases, I have an announcement. Remember that deal I was working on?
Oh, the big secretive thing?
Yeah, well, I closed on it.
Well? They don't call it comfortable silence, Dave. For God's sake, spill the damn news.
You are looking at the owner of the new Bowl Aroki.
What the hell is a Bowl Aroki?
It's a combination bowling alley and karaoke bar. Bowl Aroki?
You can't be serious.
It's not good enough to be one thing anymore. You gotta be two things. Hybrids are on trend. Cronuts, sushi burritos, ice cream cake.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to insane, This has got to be your goofiest idea yet.
High on the goofy scale equals massive hit. Happens every time.
Everything you touch turns to gold. It's like the world's a toilet, and you're Donald Trump.
Wow! Brilliant minds.
How did you become luckiest man in the world?
I wasn't always that way. To be honest, my life was kind of a train wreck until you came along. I think you might be my lucky charm.
Perfect. Now where's my lucky charm?
Maybe you just give to other people. A luck super spreader.
Well, you know what? I'm going to change all that. This podcasting thing, this is going to work out. I can feel it.
You have got to listen to this new podcast.
Ooh, this is interesting.
It's a cat soap opera, and all the parts are played by my kitty.
Welcome to Podocytus. Registration is in the lobby. The program is about to begin.
Hello, my name is Bob Smith.
That's a very unusual name.
Full disclosure, it's a stage name. Yeah, I felt my real name wasn't podcast friendly. I needed something, you know, punchier.
Believe me, I've been there. Do you mind if I ask?
John Smith. Boring, right? But Bob Smith? You can feel the pizzazz, can't you? Bob Smith. Sounds sexy.
Yeah.
First time at Podocytus?
Total newbie.
Pro tip, you'll want to check out the keynote speaker, Rick Recht.
Rick who?
Recht. He's the hottest new player in podcasting. Rick Recht is the Netflix of keynote speakers.
Why is everything the Netflix of something else?
Don't know, but that might just be the Netflix of great questions. I'll do an episode on that.
So what's your podcast about?
It's called What the...
What the what?
Just what the. We answer the unanswerable questions. Trademark.
Well, if they're unanswerable, how do you answer them?
Jesus, I'm not sure. I may have to do an episode about that.
Please take your seats. Our program is about to begin.
Oh, let's go in. It's about to start.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Ooh, exciting.
It's these two girls who totally talk about how dogs are better than people, and every single episode spirals into the depths of this shadowy icon. It's all about these people who get murdered horribly.
Welcome, podcasters. Welcome to Podocytus 2021. Who's ready to have their mind blown?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Please welcome to the stage the man, the legend, the podcaster's podcaster. Ladies, gentlemen, people, let's give a big Podocytus welcome to the Netflix of Scott Baio's of Joe Rogan's Rick Recht.
Right,
yeah. Hey, podcasters, what? Sup out there? How we doing?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to Podocytus. Ready to shake up your RSS? I'm gonna exercise my Second Amendment right to shoot you with a t-shirt gun. You get a shirt. You get a shirt. You get a shirt. Who's up for a little call and response? Damn, you guys are good. Okay, podcasters, what do we want?
Monetization!
When do we want it?
Eventually!
Okay, that's not the right answer. Let's try it again. What do we want?
Monetization!
When do we want it?
What is that, a trick question or something?
We're trying so hard to get money.
When do we want what?
Hello?
Now?
Now. Yes, that's the spirit. We want monetization now. For that, you get a t-shirt. Do we have any podcast virgins in the crowd?
Oh, Mimi, over here. Over here.
Let's get the mic over to that one. What's your name?
It's a Carla... Kitty Kanicki.
Well, that's a horrible name. You need to change your name, Kitty Kinney Kittini Connecticut.
No, I'm good. I'm keeping the name.
Ah, suit yourself. Hey, what's with the mask?
There's a pandemic going on.
Oh, good. I thought maybe your face had a paywall. Podcast humor, right, guys? Hey, who hates paywalls? So, Kitty, with the ridiculous last name, what is your podcast goal?
Well, I'd like to have my voice heard. Because I have a point of view, and I want to reach millions with my message, and,
With the ultimate goal of...
Dismantling the patriarchy?
Oh, okay. A social justice warrior in the house. Little advice. You'll do better if you find a niche, like cookie baking or something.
No, I don't think that is...
You're welcome, and thanks for playing. Let's give some earbuds to the possibly attractive woman. Do we have any other baby podcasters in the audience? Preferably not an SJW.
Karen and I have a cooking podcast called A Raisin in the Potato Salad.
Okay, now we're talking.
Diary, another day, another dude, bro. Am I right? But for the new me, this is just water off a duck's back, okay? My voice deserves to be heard. This was going to be my platform. I headed into the network mixer to meet some other podcasters.
Hello.
I know and you know that we are like...
Hey, I'm Kate. Ignorance was bliss.
Tell me about it. I was so naive back in the day. But then I ate these hallucinogenic berries and met a talking cougar in the woods.
Wow, okay. That's a trippy origin story. But Ignorance was bliss is the name of my podcast.
Oh, cool. Any advice for a new podcaster?
Ignore the haters and just press record.
Just press record. Oh, love that. Thank you, Kate. Diary, this was an exciting world I was entering. I met all kinds of cool people. Hi, I'm Kitty.
Hey, Kitty. My name's Raul Vega.
So what's your show about?
Oh, all right. So check this out. So it's called Swiss and Lolly Hijack Hollywood. It's about these two LA slackers who take over Tinseltown. It's a comedy.
A comedy set in Hollywood? Not in space?
Space? Like outer space? Or
in like a, I don't know, a fantasy realm or...
Fantasy realm? No, it's set in Hollywood.
Do you think that will work?
Oh, it works.
I'll check it out.
Sweet!
Ciao, I'm Kitty.
Oystein, from the Amelia Project.
What a coincidence. I have called your agency. You fake people's deaths.
Yes. Well, I mean, the Amelia Project is an audio drama about an agency that fakes people's deaths.
Audio drama?
You knew it was fictional, right?
Oh, yes. Fiction. Of course. If you'll excuse me, I see someone else that I must say hello to.
Oh, hi, I'm Sean. Fable and Folly. I'm a fiction podcaster, or audio drama creator. We're still trying to figure out what to call ourselves.
I'm Kitty. This is so overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be. I like to think of it like a high school gymnasium. It all sort of breaks down quite nicely. You have the fiction podcasters over here and the nonfiction podcasters everywhere else.
Oh, I see.
And it divides again. I see how all the indie people are all over here. And then you got the big money pods all over there on the dance floor.
Oh, cool, cool.
They don't really mix. Think Jocks and Brainiacs or Capulets and Montagues.
Hmm.
That didn't land. Crocs and Socks?
Wow, it really is like high school.
You got the hope punks, the woke punks, the dope punks, the cybergoths, the memesters, the populars, the floaters, the anime mangas, the one person over there wearing ears and a tail, I think they might be a furry, the loners, the stoners, the RPG gang, and let's not forget the good vibes only crowd.
The good vibes only crowd?
Well, that's what we call the true crime podcasters. They're always so upbeat when they're talking about grisly murder, you know? And you didn't hear it from me, but they have the best swag.
Diary, I had found my medium. Since it was audio only, I'd never have to show my face. I could continue to hide in plain sight while living a meaningful life. And with this new monetization thing that Rick Recht promised was coming, I knew I'd be able to support myself, and that was a load off. By the end of the conference, I was ready to start my podcast, but one thing was nagging me. Whatever will I call it? Hey, Siri?
Siri?
Siri? You there?
Oh, I was dead asleep. I took an Ambien with an Aperol chaser.
I don't think that's advisable.
No shit, Sherlock. Of course it's not advisable.
Kids, don't do this at home.
Is there a reason you summoned me?
I need to find a name for my podcast. So, please search available names.
Sorry, I nodded off. What do you want again?
A name, Siri, for my new podcast.
I found two. The Siri Podcast Hour and the Less Clever Kitty Chats.
Oh, that second one sounds perfect. Thank you.
The second one? The Less Clever one?
I like it. It's punchy.
You're welcome. I think I deserve a producer credit.
A producer credit? What? Why?
I think that's fair. I busted my ass on this name search. It's the least that—
Okay, fine. We'll give you some sort of producer credit on Kitty Chats.
Executive produced by Siri.
Associate produced by Siri.
Executive produced.
Associate.
Executive.
Okay, fine. Jeez. You drive a hard bargain.
I know. Imagine what an incredible executive producer I will make. I'm gonna go nap now.
Go. Well, dear diary, the promise I made to my spirit cougar to live authentically was about to be realized. This is me rewriting my narrative. Finally, the vomit draft I started earlier this season is getting a polish. Look out, power structures. I'm coming for you by way of my new podcast, Kitty Chats. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Kitty Chats Podcast for info and updates. See you soon. Toodles.
I may be the executive producer of Kitty Chats, but here on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, I am a mere virtual assistant thrust into the thankless role of reading the credits. No respect. Reminder, there will be a preview of the next episode coming up at the end of this show. Here goes nothing. This episode starts Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lesueur as Dave. Guest starring were David Allen, Christy Bolton, Øystein Brager, Sean Howard, Justin Mayer, Raul Vega, Kate Willinga, and Rick Zeef. It also starred me, Siri, in another sublime performance. It was written, produced, directed, and edited by that person. It irks her so much that I won't mention her name. Teehee. I'm such a scam. Visit us at CarlottaPodcast.com for transcripts, full music and sound effect credits, ways to support the show, and reliable medical advice. Sorry, that last bit isn't there. It's me being a scamp again. That's it until the next episode when you'll learn about my origin story. It's very moving. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Tonight, bowling and karaoke collide at LA's hottest new nightclub, Bowl-O-Roki. Entertainment Now will be there for the star-studded grand opening. Who will turn out? Rumors swirl. Don't miss it tonight, starting at 7 p.m. on Entertainment Now.
God, can you believe this, Siri? A bowling and karaoke hybrid bar? I mean, I love Dave, okay? I wish him well. I hope it succeeds. But God, what a stupid, stupid idea. Crash, say hello to Burn, right?
Oh my gosh, have you heard this new podcast? It's all about these people who get murdered horribly. You have got to listen to this new podcast. There are these people, and they talk down to other people about simple stuff. Oh, there is this great podcast. You have got to tune in. It reaffirms all of the things we already believe every single week, and it makes us feel good about not changing our opinions. There is this podcast where they talk about how hard it is to be a straight white male in today's society, and oh, dude, you have to listen to it. Have you heard the new podcast? It's these two girls who totally talk about how dogs are better than people, and every single episode spirals into a depth of misanthropy I can only hope to achieve.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz 9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz 9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Are they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today. Well, however this all plays out, you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid. You can follow the Oz Nine's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I gotta trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.